Were It Not for Grace, Stories from Women After God's Own Heart, by Leslie Montgomery. Short, thin or heavy, blonde or brunette? As I pondered these questions after conducting the research and the interviews for this book, I found this woman to be in abundance on earth. She is the woman who struggles with her identity, has a husband who struggles with pornography, has endured sexual abuse, has lost a child to death, has been called names and physically harmed, has dealt with anger and depression, and often lives with regrets from her past. I found her to be both black and white, dark and light-haired, young and old, a variety of denominations, and scattered across the world. While all of the women featured are different in various ways, they are all the same in one universal way. They love the Lord with all their hearts. Their souls thirst to know Him, and therefore they don't settle for just knowing a lot about Him. They have intimacy with Him. They have an intimacy that didn't come without cost. The women in this book have a story to tell, one that you may be able to relate to, learn from, and use as an example in your own life or in the life of a friend or relative. Whether you struggle as a direct result of someone else's actions, as in the case with Beth Moore and Kay Coles James, or your struggle is a result of your own sin, which, by the way, is often the result of unresolved issues from someone else's actions, you can overcome it in Christ. No other answer will work. The Privilege of Struggle, When a Parent Dies, featuring Condoleezza Rice. One of the strongest ties in the tapestry of life is with one's parents. After all,